I would like to reenact a bit of dialogue that I think you've had happen in your life before, if not more than once. Do we have to? Yes. Why? Because I said so. Parents say that to their children with a God-given authority at home. Teachers might say that to their students with the same authority in the classroom. Coaches likewise when they take charge of a team. Even administrators. The president makes a decision and it stands because he said so as the one in charge. Well, what happens if the people in charge are wrong with their decision? It's bound to happen because parents, teachers, coaches, administrators, even government officials are going to make mistakes. And yet we learn to live with that, accepting the consequences, whatever they may be, because we recognize a much greater authority at work. Isn't it good to know when God takes charge, He will not be wrong? When God says so, He will be more than right. It will be good for us as a result of His words. We hear today the Lord's powerful declaration about Himself, verses of Isaiah 45. Thus says the Lord, who created the heavens, who is God, who formed the earth and made it, who has established it, who did not create it in vain, who formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is no other. I have not spoken in secret. In a dark place of the earth, I did not say to the seed of Jacob, seek me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. We pick up verse 21. Who has declared this from ancient time? Who has told it from that time? Have not I, the Lord? And there is no other God besides me, a just God and a Savior. There is none besides me. Look to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is no other. What makes God qualified to be in charge? Verse 18 brings up the fact of creation. The God in charge of everything is the God who made everything. As supreme creator, He's the master architect and builder. He knows how it's all put together, how it all works according to the tiniest of details. Not only that, when God says so as creator, it happens. God said, let there be light. And the light that we have in this world today came into existence. Astounding. Something you and I can't begin to replicate. When God speaks as creator, life happens at every level. Plant, animal, human. And good things come our way. Blessings for you and me each day as we live under Him who made everything and controls it. What makes God qualified to be in charge? Verse 19. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. When God says so in the form of commandments to us, requirements of us, He uniquely speaks as the only one who is holy, sinless, righteous by nature. And that's going to put you and me into a confrontation with Him, at odds with Him. He says, live your life this way, and we go our own way. He says, His say-so, and we want ours. In sin, we rebel. And God has to come back and tell us, each one of us, you're wrong. You sinned against me. And that deserves a righteous judgment. Yes, death. For the wages of sin is death. And so at that point, we're in the middle of a trial where God is the judge. And we all, to a person, as defendants, can only say, "You're right, Lord. We are guilty." But then comes the surprising turnaround. What we hear in verse 21, God's decision about doing something about our sin problem. Who has declared this from ancient time? Who has told it from that time? Have not I the Lord? And there is no other God besides me, a just God and a Savior? Look to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth. God decreed our salvation through His Son, Jesus. God said it would be so. Way back when, in the Old Testament. And look what happened. Every messianic prophecy fulfilled along the way. Jesus came as announced. Jesus lived that required perfect life and made it count as our righteous standing with God. Then He went to the cross, where He made complete payment, satisfying payment for every sin we would ever commit. As the risen Lord, He has the ultimate say-so to grant us full forgiveness and to promise you and me God's acceptance rather than rejection. Life with Him instead of death. And that includes heaven, not hell. When God says so in the gospel, it's more than a dose of good news. The Lord takes control of our course in this world so that we avoid a horrible crash and burn at the end, and rather live by faith in Him, clinging to His every word. When God says so in the Bible, the ears of that faith you have will perk up, and we will learn to reply, "Yes, Lord, you're absolutely right, though I can't understand it very well at this point. Yes, Lord, I repent. Forgive me because of Jesus. Yes, Lord, I rejoice in your salvation freely given to me. Let it be so. Your will for me, your will for us, according to your good and gracious say-so in Christ Jesus." Amen. Let us close today singing stanzas 1 and 3, 1 and 3, hymn 775.